KFUO.FM and clicking on donate. I want to thank everyone this morning, especially our fearless engineer, Patricia Kohlberg, and Bill Resnick, Rand Wilson, our troublemakers, Mark Brenner and Hyung Nam, and also Joe and Shin for their talk on the IWW. I'm Denise Morris, your host for this May Day Monday. Get out there. It's International Workers' Day. Let's celebrate and resist and fight.
Good morning. It is just coming up on 10 o'clock, and you are tuned in to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of WagonCon 2017. WagonCon takes place May 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Dalles Civic Auditorium. WagonCon features 2.5 days of role-playing games, board games, miniature war games, and collectible card games. There will be special guests, workshops, demos, and more. Again, that's WagonCon 2017. WagonCon takes place May 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Dalles Civic Auditorium at the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area, 323 East 4th Street in the Dalles. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 1st, May Day, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio. At 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Weather for a May Day, Monday, of course, rain likely, and that's coming on a bit later in the afternoon with a high around 57. Tonight, showers lightening the atmosphere a little bit after a day of looks like actions across downtown Portland and indeed across the nation, across the world. This is one of those holidays that is everywhere. It is inescapable, and as it should be. So for tomorrow, there is again a chance of showers, and looking at a balmy high of 65 tomorrow night, showers persisting, and a low around 53 with calm winds. Our guests today, Nancy Neal, one of the activists who is a participant in bringing down the Trojan nuclear site, and now we've got other, what happens, it's just like sometimes when you find a type of weed and you whack it really hard with a shovel or break it in little pieces, then all the tiny little pieces grow up into a forest of problems. So that's exactly what we have now. A French company, New Scale, has brought to the Pacific Northwest these new so-called smaller modular, the kind of gentler reactors. they have a pretty bad reputation. I believe this that New Scales reactors, the one of the ones that exploded in France this past February. But of course, no problem there, since mainstream media isn't going to bring that up. And we'll be speaking also with Faizan Syed. He is the executive director of the Missouri chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Hate crimes in Missouri have skyrocketed. Missouri has a rather sorry history as far as race relations and hate crimes. This time around, with the target being America's Muslims, this is turned into problems straight from hell. The Council on American Islamic Relations, of course, has stepped in and is doing incredible work on behalf of Muslim Americans. And indeed, this is a crime that affects all of us, and we are all responsible for stopping it. So we'll be speaking very shortly with Faizan Syed, but we will be speaking first with Nancy Newell about what's going on with Oregon's legislature. How did we end up approving these French reactors that have a terrible history? I mean, okay, this is one company, but at the same time, let's not fool ourselves. Whoever builds this thing has no responsibility for accidents, although they might claim to be responsible nuclear citizens. I'd like very much to ask New Scale Power how far their responsibility extends. Does it reach us out here in Oregon? In January, New Scale submitted the first design certification application for one of these. They're called SMRs, small modular reactors, in the United States. Everything here has moved at lightning speed. How this thing got approved so fast is still a mystery. That's the thing. When things are approved this quickly and in this much secrecy, far from public oversight, then we don't really know what's going on until the first accident happens. That's literally the case. We go from 0 to 60 very quickly. The Democrats here, of course, in Salem hold a majority of both chambers, but they need Republican support for the sessions, these issues. So what we've got ourselves into here is bipartisan disaster. We'll be speaking very soon with Nancy Newell. She'll be on the line in just a moment. Nancy, good morning. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for bringing us this story. So New Scale is quite a piece of work. Can you tell us exactly what happened, though, in the Oregon legislature?
Okay, well, I'll just give you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'll give you a little bit of my background. I helped close the Trojan nuclear plant with Governor Roberts directly and with the head of the DOE, who was Christy Nervin.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep up on this because I was in the Three Mile Island accident, and that's why I am so attentive to it and try to let people know when there's movement. And there's New Scale, the French company that is built in France, because they have tons of nuclear reactors, don't really do well with treating the waste, and it's coming to haunt them now. So in a big way, and they're here with a senile governor, the previous governor, who signed on to the New Scale getting $200 million at Oregon State University as a research project. So now, last year, they tried to get money to continue funding, and we would spend $200 million when we have every possible way to get off that old nuclear plant that's operating up at the Hanford Reservation, and Portland pays hundreds of millions into it as one of the payees and doesn't get electricity. And here they bring this new project in, where our Governor Kitzhaber was senile, going senile, and he approved $200 million and got it started at Oregon State University for New Scale. So now they're down there, and they've gotten into the legislature. We killed it last year. This year, they've gotten it, I believe it's through the Senate and going to the House, and that's Senate Bill 990. And that's the project that will suck hundreds of millions that we're going to go to alternatives. City of Portland will come out with a resolution to close CGS, but mainly to emphasize how much they're going to put into alternatives. And that funding will be sucked right out of the legislature, and our state is in debt, and that's not a good sign. So here there are the French with their hands in hands because they're going broke. Westinghouse just went broke. The major...
Nessie, hang on a moment. Just hold that thought. Yeah. We have no more time. We have our second guest ready to go. So I thank you very much. Nessie Newell joined us, a longtime anti-nuclear activist, and... just call and let us know what's going on with the so-called small modular reactors. We are joined now by the Missouri Executive Director, Faisan Syed. In Missouri, the Council on American Islamic Relations is joining a No Bans, No Walls, No Hate, Love All rally organized by the chapter of Indivisible. And they are meeting today, right now, in fact, in front of Senator Roy Blunt's office. Syed, good morning. Thank you. Excuse me, Faisan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, briefly, just tell us if you want to mention a notable instances and the response of the community there.
Well, the community is very excited. Ever since the election, and particularly even beyond that, we've seen amazing grassroots mobilization, organizing, and energy from people in the greater St. Louis and Missouri area who are really resisting this administration's unconstitutional, un-American policies and executive orders. And today's rally and today's demonstration and meeting with Senator Roy Blunt is all a part of that effort to make sure that the administration knows that we as Americans are a country built by immigrants, that xenophobia, Islamophobia, and other acts of bigotry and hatred are not going to be accepted, and we are stronger together and we will overcome it.
Missouri has this long history of this. Are there any instances that you would like to point out for listeners to bring this hope to them? Because this affects, I really want to stress that this is affects all of us. We are all one community. That's what we strive for. And this is all of it's our responsibility. We are all of us need to feel what people are feeling in the Islamic Muslim American communities.
That's right. I'll give you one example. A few years ago, there was an F5 tornado that hit Joplin, Missouri, a small town here in our state, and destroyed one third of the town. American Muslims from across the region went and stayed at the Joplin Islamic Center to help rebuild the city for over a year and a half. A year and a half after that tornado hit on July the 4th, somebody went and firebombed that Islamic Center. And then 1 month later, they actually went and finished the job, and they burned the Islamic Center to the ground. And it was so shocking for me, living in that community, sleeping in that masjid, me and the 43 families that live there, and trying to rebuild Joplin, and then have somebody in such a vile act of hatred attack this building and burn it to the ground. And the thing is that attack isn't only against American Muslims, it's against anybody who believes that America is a country that welcomes all religions. But just like that person made a message that Muslims are not welcome in Joplin, the American community came together, Christians, Jews, atheists, and people of all faiths, and they helped donate, and they helped rebuild that Islamic center. So today it's three times larger than it was when that man burned it down. I think that is the essence of America, a country where we do stand together, and we need to give people an opportunity to show the greatest of values that they have. I think that Islamic Center and the arson that happened, that shows the ugly side of America, but it shows the greater side of America when people came together and helped rebuild it. And now you can go to Joplin, Missouri, and you'll see this amazing Islamic Center within that community.
You can see it online too at the website Council on American Islamic Relations. Very, very important source that I highly commend to your attention, listeners. My guest has been Faisan Syed. Thank you so much for joining us today, Faisan. We really appreciate you coming on the show today talking about this. It's very, very critical that we know what's going on around us. This has been Aircast KDFO for Monday, May 1st, 2017. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Engineering for us today is Nancy Kopuk. Our AM News, the Public Affairs Director, is Derek Crooks. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dear listeners, KBOO turns 50 next year, and we're having a great time planning all the special events, special programming, and other celebrations of our radical, revolutionary legacy. We will be highlighting important moments in KBOO history and would like your input. Please go to kboo.fm/OHSSurvey2017 to tell us your thoughts about your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.